Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today, continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming. We're talking about overcoming disobedience in our life. To disobey is to refuse to obey, to fail to obey, to not carry out the order of the Word of God. And you need to put God's Word as first place and final authority. Obedience must be a willing obedience, not out of a have to. If you ever do things because you have to do it, you do it begrudgingly. You don't do it with a willing heart. God's looking for a willing obedience out of you. If you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. Very important. Well, we've looked at what disobedience brings. The Bible says in Joshua 5:6 that because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord, they were consumed, and they never entered into the promised land. They wallowed in the wilderness, and they ended up dying out. That's the picture of a Christian who's come out of Egypt, which is a type of the world. They've come out of Pharaoh's authority, which is a type of Satan's when they get born again, but they've never entered into the promises of God because they didn't do what God told them to do. You know, they were trained up as men of war, and we're being trained up as men of war today, but you need to enter into warfare if you're going to possess the promises of God and overcome the devil in your life. And if you don't obey the voice of the Lord, then you will not enter in and see the promises come to pass. In Judges chapter 6, we saw that they didn't obey, and what happened? They were in bondage. In 1 Kings 9, we saw the fact that because of their disobedience, they were cut off from the blessings of God. Yet in Job 36, it said if they would obey, they would be prosperous, and they would have pleasure and blessings in their life. But if they were disobedient, they would perish. And this is what we see. Whatever you are sowing, you are going to be reaping in your life. In fact, everything that you're reaping right now is simply the product of what has been sown in the past. Disobedience, which is sin, opens up the door for the law of sin and death. Obedience causes the grace of God to reign through righteousness to bring forth the life of God in you. If we walk after the ways of the world and the lusts of the flesh, that's the way of disobedience. And the Bible says the wrath of God comes upon those who are walking in the ways of disobedience. God's Word has said it. It's not God's will, but it's going to happen because the door is open to the devil to bring destruction. Galatians 3, they began in the Spirit, but then they quit obeying the truth and they went back into the ways of the flesh. It's amazing how many Christians have done that today. They're not walking uprightly before the Lord. In Titus 1:16, the Bible says that they were sometimes, in the past, they said that they knew God, and they were walking supposedly in His ways, but in reality, in works, they were denying Him. You know, if you deny the Lord, you're abominable, you're disobedient, and that shows that you're just hypocritical. If you don't carry out the works of God, then what kind of a obedient child of God are you? If we're obedient, it's going to be shown forth in your actions. The proof is not in the talk, but it's in the walk, in the actions that you have. Very important. In the past, we were disobedient. We were serving the diverse lusts and pleasures, walking in the ways of the flesh and malice and envy and hatred and this. But praise God, we've been delivered out of that. And you should now be walking in love and joy and peace. You should be walking in obedience to God's Word and not walking in the flesh any longer, but in the Spirit. We saw the scripture over in 2 Thessalonians 1:8 where it says, vengeance came on those that knew not God and obeyed not the gospel. And we see the fact that the word spoken, it brought just recompense of reward, because every transgression, every disobedience received that. God is a God who's just. And if we walk in sin, then we're going to be paying the price. It says, how shall we escape if we neglect the so great a salvation? We've got to walk in the ways of the Lord and be obedient to Him, because judgment has come to the house of God. God is bringing forth this judgment to the house of God in this day because he's cleaning up his body. And it's time for you to choose to walk in his ways. You can't be on the fence, one foot in the world and one foot in God anymore. One foot walking in your ways and one foot obeying God and the things you want. You've got to start wholly following the Lord your God and start obeying what he tells you to do. Romans 6:12, the Bible says, that let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Don't obey that thing. Sin doesn't have dominion over you and your mortal body. If you keep on obeying that thing and the lust, you're going to be keep on reaping destruction. The Bible says, to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, you are his servant. Don't you know that? Know ye not, to whom you yield yourself a servant to obey, his servant you are to whom you obey. And notice, it's to whom. You're either yielding to the devil or you're yielding to God. You can be a Christian and yielding to the devil and committing all kind of sin, bringing the law of sin and death and destruction on you. But if you're being obedient to God, obedience produces righteousness that results in holiness in our life. And we saw in Romans chapter 7 where that there were the guy delighted in the law of God after his inward man. Paul said, I delight to follow God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members. It's law, working against the law of my mind. And this is the ways of the flesh. The flesh is working against your mind. And what's the answer? With your mind, you're going to serve the law of God and be blessed. And with the flesh, the law of sin. This is where we need a willing mind. A willing mind to be obedient willingly to do what God wants. And with our mind, we're going to choose to obey the Word of God. But if you follow the flesh your own ways, then you'll walk in the law of sin and you will not see the blessings of God. Philippians 2:8, Jesus humbled himself, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. We've got to humble ourselves. Humility is going to precede obedience in your life. Humility precedes obedience in your life. If you are prideful, you'll be disobedient because you'll do your own thing. You want to do what you want. Humble yourself, and then you'll be obedient unto him. Peter said, we ought to obey God rather than man in Acts 5:29. That's where you don't ever compromise the Word of God for what men would tell you to do. Always obey God over the Word, over anything that the Word of men would bring to you. Hebrews 13:17, obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. This speaks of those who are in the leaders in the church, the pastor, those that are in a position of authority. You need to submit yourself and obey. So many Christians, they just want to do their own thing. They don't want to be submissive to the pastor or to the government of the church. Of course, you got to be sure it's in line with the Word of God. You don't ever submit to anything that's contrary to the Word. I don't care who tells you. I tell that to our congregation. If I ever said anything contrary to the Word, you come and talk to me about it because of the fact that I would be wrong and that you would never submit yourself to that. You submit yourself only to the Word of God. But if someone's given you the Word of God and sharing the Word with you to help you, you need to be submissive to it. If not, then you're going to be seeing destruction come your way. Those that are in positions of authority, pastors, they watch for your soul. They're going to give account for that, and that we don't want it to be a negative report. The Bible says for children in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. It is well pleasing unto the Lord. As far as servants, for those people that are employees, be obedient to them that are your masters or your employers, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. Always do your work unto the Lord, with singleness of heart, fearing God, not as a men pleaser, not with eye service as such, but doing things from the Word of God. Praise God. Whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord. Everything we do in life, we do it under the Lord in a willing obedience unto Him. In Titus 2:9, it says, exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters and to please them well in all things, not answering again. Don't be one of those talk back type of people, being a rebellious and always having a word talking back to people. Learn to please those and be obedient to them. In 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5 and 6, very important principle that we need to overcome disobedience in and be obedient in is in the area of our mind. It says in verse 5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And then in verse 6 it says, and having a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Notice it says we're to cast down imaginations. That means, imaginations means mental reasonings. Anything that comes against your mind, that would try to reason in your mind contrary to the Word, that exalts itself or raises itself in estimation against the knowledge of God or above the Word of God, cast that thing down. Don't give place to it for a minute. Bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and have a readiness, be ready to revenge or avenge all disobedience. What disobedience? The disobedient thoughts. The thoughts that come to your mind from the devil, they're not coming from God if they're contrary to the Word. The thoughts in your mind that come from the devil are disobedience. That's disobedience. You need to be ready to avenge that disobedience, and it happens when your obedience is fulfilled. Your obedience to what? Your obedience to bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ and casting down those imaginations. It is imperative for every Christian to cast down mental reasonings and to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You've got to learn to think on good things. Don't let negative thoughts of judgment, critical, fault finding against a person come into your mind. Don't let negative things of doubt or unbelief or anything that the enemy brings about other people or about yourself or about the Lord, anything negative, that is disobedience. You should cast that down and obey the Word of God and not let it have root in your mind. Philippians 2, verse 12, wherefore, my beloved, as you've always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. We're going to work out our salvation as we're going to obey the Word of God, doing what He tells us to do, praise God. And if we'll learn to obey, then we'll be blessed in our life. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8, Abraham, when he was called out of the place where he should go after to receive an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out. You see, we're going to walk by faith. And as we obey God's Word, we may not see everything of all the direction we're headed, but God's leading us, and we're going to go to receive our inheritance in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, 2 Thessalonians 3:14 says, if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Stay away from those that will not walk in the ways of obedience. Don't fellowship with them. Walk with people that are obedient to the Lord. We're going to continue on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As you have